772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You're a sign. You're a wonder. There's something, you know, when you walk in the Spirit, there's a wonder. They wondered after Jesus. What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the waves obey him? Come on, tell somebody that's your portion too. I'm talking to every little grandma. I'm talking to every father, every grandfather, every uncle, every child, every boy and girl. We are born again. We are born again into a family. We are born again. We are the church. And you know what? We're living in a time where God is going to bring all this back and restore it as it should be. Now, the white strain of light in believers links everything together. But in the unbeliever, it doesn't. That white strain of light in the DNA, there's the 23 chromosomes, from mom to 23 chromosomes, from dad, that determine what you're going to look like, what color eyes you're going to have, and all that. But in the middle is a white light. In the believer, the white light links everything together, but not in the unbeliever. In other words, that white light in the believer, the white light, the white strain of light in a believer links everything together. God's DNA strand is different. It's a threefold. Now, see, everyone has the potential to be born again. The white light is there. But until a person believes, I'm not talking about believing on Buddha. I'm not talking about believing, you know, some off-the-wall religious stuff. No. This has everything to do with Jesus. My Bible tells me there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved, whereby we can be born again. Amen. We can put our faith in all this other stuff, and that white light will sit right there and won't bring anything together. But the moment you put your faith in God, your life begins to line up. In other words, your life becomes different. You become a new creation. You rise above this world system and the dictates of your flesh. There's another law that begins to operate in your life, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Tell somebody, when I got born again, my hands looked new. My feet did too. I started talking different. I started thinking different. Now, you know, if you have been born again, you know that's the truth. Everything got different. Everything became new. Why? You were born into another realm. You were taken back to origins. When we were born in this natural world, listen closely. Well, let me go back. When Adam sinned, what had been three became two. He lost. Though the light was there, he lost the relationship. He lost connectivity to it. And so all after him are born into sin until Jesus came, and now we are born again. Now, two-thirds, okay, he lost a third, right? So he lost that relationship with God. Two-thirds is actually numerically, if we were to say two-thirds of something, you could go 0.666. That's two-thirds. Now, we know, according to the scriptures, 666 has to do with the mark of the flesh, or better known as the mark of the beast. Amen. Just flesh. 666. So when Adam sinned, he lost a third. And he only had two thirds. And he became a mere man. 666. The number of man. All right? We read that in Revelation chapter 13. You don't have to put that up for me. Just write it down if you're taking notes. But Revelation 13, verse 17 and 18. Now, when we were born into the natural world with mom and dad's chromosomes, we had a scroll written in our DNA that testified to what we were going to be like. Tell somebody again, you look like your mama. Tell somebody else, you look like your daddy. We growing up, you know, in the neighborhood, people see us in the grocery store sometimes, say, you one of them Banks boys. Look just like your daddy. Why? Chromosomes, DNA. When we were born into the natural world, we had the chromosomes, the DNA, a scroll, a record. Okay, remember that. Remember, do this as often as you do this, do it in remembrance. In other words, it's a record. Amen. 23 chromosomes from dad, 23 chromosomes from mom. A record made from the testimony of their lives came together to make you. Amen. We are made in the record, naturally, of our parents. Amen. Would you agree with me there? Amen. Science is backing me up. Now go with me to Jeremiah chapter 1. Let's take this thing a little higher. Amen. Because we have to regain our identity. Amen. So that you see this world not as conforming you to it, but you being called or deployed here to be a world changer. Amen. To advance a kingdom, to establish a kingdom right here. We're not looking to try to get out of here. Even so, come Lord Jesus and rescue us. No, we're here to change some stuff. We are change agents. Now, give me Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, okay, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Amen. Now, let's take it. Can we take it a little further? Amen. Are you still with me? Amen. Before any of us were on the earth, in these earth suits, before we got here, long before we got here, we were a spirit being. Help me, Holy Spirit. Come on. See, you got to see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But I want to take you into another realm. Another realm where you truly take hold of your identity and suddenly begin to see things happen. Amen. That we only read about in the Bible. No, they should be reality for us as well in 2017. Not just way back in David's day. No, these things are good for our generation. All right, so before we were on the earth, we were a spirit being. And tell somebody, God had plans for you. From the foundation of the earth, before God created anything, you were in his mind. He had plans for you. Before you were in the womb, I knew you and I ordained you. I called you. I knew your name. I knew what you would look like. I knew where you would be born. I knew what you would be called to do ever before you were in the womb. In other words, tell somebody, God had plans. Give me Jeremiah 29 and 11. Something about God's plan. God's plans don't change. If God promised you something and called you to something, his plan hadn't changed. Now, times change, people change, circumstances change, stuff times sometimes gets rough, but God doesn't change. His purposes shall be accomplished. But amen, as saints of God, children of God, we got to stop acting like mere men and rise up into that spirit realm where our destiny really lies. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Tell somebody right now, stop acting like a mere man or a woman. God says, my thoughts toward you, before the foundation of the world, before you got in the mess that you're in, before you got into the struggle, before you started to get persecuted, my thoughts toward you, before the foundation of the world, before you became a human being, when you were a spirit being, my thoughts toward you have been peace, not evil, to give you my expected end. Something about purpose. We can be tossed to and fro. There are times in our life in the processes of growth where we can struggle. But tell somebody right now, it ain't over till God says it's over. We're going to finish this race strong. Amen. God is going to accomplish what he has purposed to accomplish. His plans were before the foundation of the world. Amen. God has a scroll in heaven, in the spirit realm, with threefold strand of DNA. A record of what you were before you were on earth. Amen. Somebody say, the real you. See, time out for all the pretense now. Time to get a hold of your real identity. Tell somebody, Tyler, let the dog out. Can I say it that way? Tyler, let the dog out. And be the real you. The world been waiting on you. Somebody's waiting on you to get for real. Amen. I said somebody's waiting on you to get for real with your circumstances. Get me real quick. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 12. You see, the thing about a twofold cord, it can be easily snapped or broken. That's why people are broken in this world. Demons can easily break them, influence them, bind them up, hurt them, harm them. Because they're only living out of a twofold cord. Ecclesiastes. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.